everyone, for Parshas Shalach. Now, this week I'd like to share with you three Divrei Torah, all three related to the concept of Re'iyah, of what one sees, which is very central to the Parsha, as we shall see. I'd like to begin with the Drasha of Chazal from the Gemara Site of Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, on the Pasuk by Yavai Ad Chevron, which tells us that Kolei went to Davin and Dimara Tamach Tehla. From here we learn that there is some important inyan, there is some benefit in going to Davin and the Kever of the Tzaddik. And I believe this is the only Makar really in Tanakh for such an idea. The question, of course, is how that works. Why is it any better when one Davin's at the Kever of the Tzaddik, as opposed to when one Davin's wherever he is, in the Slus of the Tzaddik, or even asking the others to be Mele Tzayshin? I saw an incredible idea in the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shmulevitz. Not in the regular Sichas Musar, but in the print which was put out in Toshin Samuch Beis, which has added to the Sichas Musar the Shmuzin that Chaim Shmulevitz gave during the Six-Day War. And there, he talks about the idea of a person being inspired by that which he sees. And he says an incredible thing. We find in Parshas Vayechi that Yaakov Avinu excuses himself for having buried Rachel, the Eim HaDerech, at the side of the road. And he explains the reason for his having done so. The reason, of course, has two parts. That the Yidden leaving Golus would have a place to daven. But also, and perhaps more primary, because this is mentioned in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, so that Rachel should be Baichel Mubakeshet Aleihem Rachamim. As we know, the Rabbi Shalom said to Rachel, Mini Kailach Mibechi Beinayas Nidimah. Says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz that even in the Shoma Kedaisha, even in the Shoma like Rachel, is more inspired to daven better, to be more malamed tzlus, when the neshama is at the place of the tzar, when the neshama is there, when the neshama, so to speak, sees the tzar, the kayach ha-re'iyah inspires, and therefore it wouldn't be the same if Rachel would be buried in Chevron, which is not so far away, as it is when Rachel was buried there and the Niklum passed by. Incredible. Kayach HaRiyah is such that even the Neshama, Ma'achar B'tiras HaGuf, is also more inspired when the Nitzrachim, those with Tzar, are standing right there. And of course, this explains why standing at the Kever HaTzadik is greater than davening somewhere else and being mispalled exactly the same way. This concept of Kayach HaRiyah, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, certainly applies to people who are alive. We find by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayetze El Echa Vayar Misibaisam, that he went out and saw the pain of Klal Yisrael. And Rashi there says, Nasan Einai V'Libai L'Tzarei Sachim. He put his eye and his heart to the difficulties of his brother. This idea is explained by Tzadik and Tzidkas HaTzadik placed Reishei, where he says that when one gets information through his ears, it affects primarily his mind. He hears information, and the brain gets it. When one gets through the eye, you see something, it's more than information. It inspires the person's dimyonos, his imagination. It inspires his lave, his kayach hadimyon. And therefore, it has a greater hashpah. That is this idea, that when one sees, even when the Shama sees, it has a bigger hashpah than it would otherwise have. With this we can understand the Marsha. We discussed once the Parshas Kisisa. The Marsha asks why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais only after he came down. The Rabbi Shalom already had told him what had taken place. Moshe Rabbeinu undoubtedly believed the Rabbi Shalom. So if he felt that it was proper to break the Luchais, he should have done so right away. Why did he wait until he came down? The Marsha says, because when he saw it, Vayar, when he saw what was taking place, that inspired him even more and caused him to break the Luchas. Ramesha, the number of Chuvas, including Arachayim Chelagimel Chuvatnon, wonders, could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was more inspired by what he saw than from hearing from the Rabbi Nishalel himself? Or something he said is yes. That a person who sees something with his eyes is more inspired to move. to daven, to do things based on what he thought. And the truth is, I found this in the Pirush HaGra, Megillas Esther, Perek Hey, footnote 18, where he says this idea that Ava v'sino mushpoim min ha'ayin, emotions are mostly influenced by the eye. And he brings the fact that that's why Moshe Rabbeinu broke the luchos there. So this idea is that the eye, what a person sees, has a separate ability to be mashpia. Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes it regarding the Kayach HaTfila. If you see a need, if you see a tzairach, you'll have a better for it. And that concept is probably the reason a miracle took place at Har Sinai, B'chol Ha'am Royim Es HaKayelais. People saw the voices, saw the sound. Why was that an important miracle? Again, the idea is that it's a special effect that it has on a person. What a person sees, Ad Kedei Kach, that it's so even regarding a neshama la'achat betira, an incredible idea. This is the first thought regarding Kayach HaRi'iyah, based on the pasuk by Yovei Ad Chevrei. Second thought regarding Kayach HaRi'iyah is in Rav Schwab's Sefer, Mayim Beis HaShayeva, here on Parsha Shalach. It refers to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which asks why in Megillas Eicha the psukim, which are written in the order of the Aleph Beis, have two letters out of order. The Pei is before the Ayin. Actually, in the first paragraph of Eicha, the Ayin is first, the Pei is second. But in the subsequent parakim, the Pei is first and the Ayin is second. Why? The Gemara says, because Eicha happened because of the Meraglim. She'omru b'pihem ma'shalei ra'u b'einayim. Because they said with their mouth things that they did not see with their eyes. So she'ed the Gemara. Rashwab asked that it's not so. We don't find in the psukim that they said any lie. Omru b'pihem ma'shalei ra'u b'einayim. They said, toi b'haret, moi moi. And they reported. They reported that there are giants there, there are powerful people there, and their avera was the lack of betachin. They felt that we couldn't conquer. But where did they omru b'pihem asher l'ra u'beinayim? Rav Schwab answers again with the insight regarding sight, the power of seeing. He says that a person can see with einayim ruchniyim and with einayim gashmiyim. A person who looks upon something can see something with physical eyes, or with a sight, a view that's spiritually inspired. When Avraham Avinu came with Yitzchak, Ishmael, and Eliezer to do the Akedah, and they saw a mountain from the distance, Rav Schwab brings that Avraham saw Anon Kosher Alahar. He saw that this mountain has a Shechina. He asked Yitzchak, what do you see? And he said, Anon Kosher Alahar. He asked Ishmael and Eliezer, what do you see? And they said, they see Eitz of the Avon. Stones, trees, perhaps buildings on the mountain. Two people could look at the same thing and see very different things. It depends how one looks at it. The same thing with the Meraglim. The Meraglim came there in Israel. They saw with gashmiistic eyes and reported everything they said was true. But Amru b'pihem, what they said with their mouths is Mashal Moiro b'nayim. They said what they failed to see. They failed to see Anan Kosher Alahar. They finally failed to see an Eretz Yisrael of Ruchnias. They didn't say a word about any greatness of the Ruchnias of Eretz Yisrael. Again, a lesson regarding what one sees. And I might say that the Chet HaMeraglim is very alive today. People go to Eretz Yisrael and come back. But having visited Eretz Yisrael, two people going to the same places see very different things. Some people see the shops, the tours, the fun, and some people see the Kedusha. Again, a tremendous insight into the Kayach HaRi'iyah. The third part, the third insight, is an idea which has been printed in the name of Rav Truk. There's a weekly Vartaira sent out by email from him. And Rav Truk, the late Maggid of Yerushalayim, if you are not Zaycha, I've heard from him, you really missed something. And he's explaining a different part of this week's parasha. The end of the parasha, Leisasuru Acharei Lebatcha V'Acharei Einechem, where Rashi says, Ha'ayin Raya V'Halev Chayde. The eye sees, and the heart desires, and that's the person's test. Leisasuru Shmiras Einayim is to be careful. There's a problem. Rashi says, Ha'ayin Raya V'Halev Chayde. the eye sees and the heart desires based on what is seen. If so, the reverse should be the order of the pasuk. The pasuk says achrei levavchem achrei einechem. It goes in an order which doesn't seem to be consistent with the drasha that Rashi is bringing. Rav Shuktik explained that the order is proper, the order is correct. Two people can be walking down the street at the same time. One person sees something improper, notices it, and another person does not. It's true, ha'ayin raya, when you see something with your eyes, ha'leit chaynein, as a result, the heart desires. But what a person actually chooses to see and notice is based on his akdama, of preparing his legs to be a late chayim. It's a cycle. The eye sees, the heart desires, and then the eye sees and notices again. A person who prepares his heart properly has a siyata d'shmaya not to see things that he should not be seeing. Esau goes out to fight with Yaakov. The pasuk says, "V'yisa aseinu," but what does he see? The yaras hanashim. He noticed the women. Yitzchak goes to David and he comes back. He doesn't notice. He doesn't see anything that he should not see. Depending on where a person is, that affects what a person sees. Rav Shuk said that the Tzidus, when walking into the Beis Medrash every day, before he starts learning, do tshuva on what he had seen with his eyes beforehand, that it should not affect his learning. We, who walk through streets that are far less pure than what the Tzidus saw, we don't sit down, we have no problem going in and starting to learn right away. Right? It has to do with where the person is coming from. It has to do with the orientation of the person. And we see it all the time. Two people could go through the same experience and can see, observe, feel, and even daven for it, very different things. Why is the parasha of Tzitzis together with the parasha of the Baraglam? Beautiful. Because the idea of tzitzis is a re-semi-say to see the tzitzis. Two people can look at tzitzis. They see different things. One person sees the strings. Someone else sees the tariyag mitzvahs, the mitzvahs of Hashem and the tzitzis. I remember how Moshe would look at the tzitzis when he said, Shema, re-semi-say, lift the tzitzis before his eyes and look at them. He was looking at them. He saw more than I see. I see the strings. People who see strings stop looking at the tzitzis, re-semi-say. They don't even realize they're saying re-semi-say. They don't look. You have to train yourself. But the lathe has the right desire that the eye is really, the eye sees properly. So these are three important, obviously interrelated, berklach on the parasha, all having to do with what the eye sees. I'll end with a kasha. It's often missed that this week's parasha has the mitzvah of challah, the mitzvah of separating challah. Perhaps next year we'll get to some of the dinim of challah, which I learned from these psukim. For today, I'll share with you what appears to be a contradiction in Rashi, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Chav, and Rashi in Pasuk Chaval. In Pasuk Chav, Rashi explains the Pasuk Kitrumas HaGoyim. And Rashi says that this is by Truma, Shalai Nema Bashir, on which there is no Shir. But like Kitrumas Meister, Shalai Nema Bashir. And now like other things which have a Shir, but Chala, like Truma, is a Mashu. The Pasuk of Aleph, Rashi says, Tidnu Vashem Truma, Lefisha Vashemanu Shir Lechala. We haven't learned of any Shir Lechala. Nemar Tidnu, Shehei by Kedei Nesina. Here Rashi says that it's not enough to take a Mashu. You need a Kedei Nesina to give. It's not like Truma. There seems to be something of an inconsistency between the two Rashis. And I challenge you to find the Teretz. I know there's a Truma's night view that discusses it. So maybe you can find in Mefarshei HaChumash someone who says something about it. I'll add in closing. Rav Pam was nayig of Umra La'atzlai. I don't know that he ever mentioned this in the Shmuz, but he had told it to me. When he opens a box of matzahs, he goes someplace and eats in a place that has a hechsher. He would break off a little piece, say zulchala, and throw it out. It's really not possible to give a proper hechsher on separating of challah. The hechsher is based on coming into a store and catching people. If they have trade ingredients, you'll see it. Get to the nisna. Very hard to give a hechsher on taking challah because you can't catch someone in the act of not taking challah. There's a personal hiddur or chumra of palm would break off a piece of matzah and put it aside, not be machmir to burn it in such a case. We're needing a piece of bread to break off a little piece and to say zuchala. And in that way, to be extra careful in zohir in this particular mitzvah. Of course, he told me that once he separates the chutzlaret, it helps to separate after mushloim and amukin. You can separate in your own home, or if one would separate in his own home, a little piece. They would say, this is challah on all of the dough that was made together with this. And in that way, in case there was some error and challah wasn't taken, he